is the podcast where we being me, Lucy Thompson,
me, Lauren Baird,
and me, Hannah Hudson,
try to navigate the world around us as best we can, discussing everything from the best way to have a potato to if there really is more than one way to skin a cat. So open a beer, kick back, join us as we discuss the smaller and bigger things
in life.
I shopped it for the old engine of Barker Grove.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
These Baker Grove
books
are available.
She was holding her eyes while she did it as well.
Ah, my eyes. I loved Baker.
Yeah, oh, I did. Yeah. Very gentle, wasn't it?
Very gentle.
PJ Duncan got blinded. Well, PJ got blinded. Duncan got blinded.
PJ.
That's not gentle.
No, but that was the most shocking thing that happened.
Well, I disagree.
Something happened with Jeff. Did he die?
Don't know. Yeah, I think he did. Fell down smut.
Yeah.
Fell down some stairs or smut.
The Angel of the North?
Yeah.
Fell down the Angel
That's
of the North.
That's what they named it after him.
And that is after
he slipped himself down that.
There was a character called Bridget and she had diabetes, yeah. And rather than just telling people that she had a perfectly normal disease, she hid it and people were like finding their needles and saying she was on heroin and that.
That's what normal people would do.
The automatic assumption. Does she look like a heroin addict? Absolutely not. How old is she? 14. Where is she getting needles from?
And
needles
heroin.
From? And where is she getting the heroin from? But no, it's what
Jeff
they're...
Probably
Jeff.
Thinking not the
back.
Angel of the North.
Mm.
Spooky.
Oh, everyone loves Spooky, didn't they? That was the taunt of anybody ginger. I imagine your sister might have got that. Did she ever get called Spooky? That's what we called the ginger kids. I'll read Spooky.
Can we have a latte on? It's got episode dark in it.
It's got episode dark.
Who said that?
It's got episode dark in it.
Oh.
Oh, that's better.
It's like a seance. It's like the Halloween episode.
Should we do one?
So how are we, girls, after the mega weekend that housed Easter? Clocks going forward and April Fool's Day.
Oh!
Went it mad?
It was mad. Yeah.
Accumulated an April Fool's Day.
I liked the fact that the clocks went forward on a bank holiday, though.
Same. Because it was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it gave us a little bit more of a...
Not if you work in the bank holiday.
Hospitality. Oh, yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah. I weren't. I had some lovely
sleeps. I weren't.
I had some lovely sleeps.
Did you get an Easter egg?
Yeah, I kept getting them when we were like, nobody buys an Easter egg. And then we were in the shops going, should we get an Easter egg?
You're buying yourself loads of Easter eggs.
Basically, yeah. And then we thought we got rid of them all. And then we went to Siobhan's mum's 2 nights ago. And she was like, oh, here's a mini egg Easter egg. Mm. And we were like, yes. Gobbledy-top.
2 packs of mini eggs, an egg.
Just 1 pack, actually.
Big.
A tiny little pack.
I'd have had them.
It was a big egg, though. Like the egg itself was
Did
big.
It have mini egg in it?
One pack of mini egg.
Like the bits of mini egg.
No.
In the egg.
No, just plain egg.
Oh, no.
It was nice, though.
Shell got me a Toblerone one. Oh, it's divine.
Oh, well,
you did get an egg.
Toblerone inside, or was it?
Let me walk you through it.
Please do.
So you get 6 teeny tiny Toblerone bars,
mm-hmm.
and they are titchy.
Oh, yeah, you showed me a picture
of
one.
Yeah, I showed you.
They're little mini ones that you get you can get like a box of them.
Yeah, individually wrapped.
Individually wrapped, yeah.
And then the
great
egg.
For the environment.
Mm. Yeah.
Perfect for the environment. The egg is called the edgy egg.
Oh.
And it's made of Toblerone.
Is it a triangle?
And then it's all like triangles in an egg shape. And it's thick chalk.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
Best Easter egg I've ever had.
Oh, that does sound
really
delightful.
I did see it. And do you know what? She forked out for that.
Oh, we're talking $9.99.
Oh, yeah. Easily. I think I saw it for
$12.13.
Oh, God. Do you do that with all your gifts?
Yeah.
Start looking just them up online. Right, how much have they spent
what
on
are you
me?
Doing? Just look at how much that is.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That is nice. I'd rather have the money. Did you get an egg, Lauren?
I got myself two.
Mm, what were they?
I got twirl and a Kit Kat chunky.
Ooh. Oh.
And then Andy's mum. So my sister's partner's Mim.
So you went there on Easter Sunday,
yeah, went there on Easter Monday.
Mr. Monday, sorry.
Mr. Monday.
What did you do Easter Sunday?
Would you like to meet Mr. Monday? What did I do? Oh, died because...
Oh, you had quite a weekend, hadn't you?
On the Saturday, we went to go and watch... Andy was very Andy heavy, sorry.
Andy. Go on, Andy. That's just an impression of someone watching Wimbledon.
You're right, Jay.
Oh, your dad's Andrew.
Thank you. He is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was depping with a band at the Jam House, so we decided that we would go.
By depping, you went.
Depping, I mean that he was playing instead of the usual bass player.
But you watched.
We watched. Did you? Me, Sarah, knot? And Reeves. And yeah, the barmaid just kept giving us free drinks. Oh, our lovely
fabulous.
Lady.
Delicious.
Lovely, delicious.
And you weren't even playing.
We weren't even playing, honestly.
What were
absolutely
you?
Absolutely out of my tree.
Oh.
Because, you know, like, you just keep going up because you're like, well, yeah, I'm basically
well.
Home.
Yeah.
And then was Andy driving
lager.
You home?
We're all on the lager that night, you know. Oh, yeah, and Andy yeah. Andy drove us there and back. It was a great gig for us, not yeah. for him.
Aww.
And even when I decided, well, this maybe isn't fair. I've had, like, £300,000 worth of pints. maybe I might
Jam
go
House
and,
are going under because of me.
Maybe I might go and pay for one. I went to a different bar because there's sort of three bars.
Right.
And then one of the barmen who I get on really well with, have a bit of a laugh with, he was there and he was like, well, I'll just charge you for two of those, not all of them. And I was like, oh, God. They can't. They won't
you
take
couldn't give it away.
No.
It's not my fault.
Who are you to refuse?
Exactly. They just love us there.
You're like a celebrity.
So you should just have like a dead lazy Sunday.
Oh, I really did. Yeah. I think I honestly did just die. Mm. It was a hefty hangover.
McDonald's. That's what the Lord had won.
I can't even remember.
Couldn't even tell you. Couldn't tell you. Do you have lamb at Vicky's?
No, do you know what she did?
Chicken chasseur.
Caribbean.
Oh!
She bought a whole salmon and jerked it off. It was lovely. We did the rice and pea.
Thank you.
And took that. Siobhan makes enough rice and peas for an entire county. So we'd got so much that we managed. That was our Easter gift to her family, a bag of rice and peas.
Loads of rice and pea.
Yeah.
A bag.
We went for, yeah, so she did that. We had coleslaw, I think. Mm. And, you know, all the trimmings. It was lovely.
Plantain.
Birra chicken. No plantain. She didn't go that far.
Mac and cheese?
Mum. No, she didn't do that either. Actually, she just did the salmon. I can't remember.
All the trimmings.
But it was really nice. We had a lovely day. We also went for breakfast the next morning.
Where'd you go? What'd you have?
Well, we went to a really trampy pub, which we like to go to, called Heathley Park.
Where's that?
Oh,
do you know
Heathley
Park?
It's down at the A50, isn't it?
Yeah, it's near Gilrose.
Yes.
Oh, radio.
Well,
I used to go there when I was, like, me and Lois would go there when we were 16, 17, yeah.
It really wows with the food, you know.
Really?
Honestly.
Because it's so shit.
It's good. We went there 8 years ago for a breakfast and we had like steak and eggs.
Ooh.
And it was beautiful.
Oh, all right.
So we decided we did Siobhan's family there and we booked a table.
You sit at it.
Don't, because I can't think of any words. We sat at the table and everyone, and we walked in and there was nobody, like literally not one other person in there. So we booked this table. There was nobody. But
what time did you book it?
Like 10:30.
Sorry, which day was it? Was this Monday?
Was this Monday morning?
Easter Monday.
Mm, yeah, I think so. But it was absolutely divine.
Oh, what's wrong?
I had a flinglish.
Right.
It had black pudding on it.
Oh, yeah.
I had fried egg.
Hashy bees?
It was potato cakes or something.
Ooh. Even better.
But they were massive.
Lovely.
Oh, I wanna go there.
And I ordered a side of, what's the cheese that you grill? Halloumi.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't need it. I did not need
you
it.
You had
it
enough.
It was so big. I didn't eat anything else
was
that day.
Was the sausage trumpy or nice?
Nice. Big sausage, black pudding.
Toast.
Yeah, toast with loads of butter. Mm. Two big bits of Bloomer toast.
Oh, this sounds Bloomer. Great.
That does sound great.
It was really, and it's very well priced.
Mm.
I highly recommend a Heathley Park visit.
Oh, all right.
Mm. Yeah,
all right, nice.
Yeah, really lovely.
We just used to go for those big, like, fishbowl ice creams and share them.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, because I was the one who drove first, so I used to go and pick everyone up in my gold Nissan Micra. And then we used to go to either
shove them all in.
Heathley Park.
Gil.
Or
Ginsels.
Ginsels.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to go and have fishbowl ice cream.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Wasn't that a lovely time of life when you just got your passed your test.
Yeah.
And you'd pile as many people in your car, do some quite illegal manoeuvres.
Clown car, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I used to go and sit in Blaby Waitrose car park with Stephanie Ball and we used to smoke Marlboros and eat chips and listen to music. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Simple time.
It just sounded nice.
Simple time.
It was nice.
It was pure and simple.
Eating chips and smoking fags and sitting in a car park.
I know. We loved it.
Very nice.
Thought we were it.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you thought you were it.
We did. It's 17.
I used to be Desi Dave on the nights out because I think because I was always gigging and I never thought I was not that big of a drinker when I was 18. Because
what happened
was because I was a right square.
I thought you were going to say I was a right slag.
Too busy being a slag to drink.
My advice was being a slag.
Yeah. I was in the back with my pants off. Oh, look.
But yeah, so I remember we used to go out at about 11. I used to go meet everyone.
11 p.m.
Yeah,
when I used to, out at 11 p.m.
Everyone had probably already had pre-drinks, but I'd just drive straight into town and straight into Jinsels.
She's like,
"What have you got? My ice cream." Do you remember when there used to be a car park at the top of High Street? You know where they've paved yeah. over everything now, and where that's where they put like the ice rink and the all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I didn't live here. She might not remember that. I do.
Do you remember? So I used to park up there, and then we used to go to Mosh.
Oh yeah,
and, sober.
Yeah, I used to go to Mosh sober, oh, and then
fucking what a sight that must have
I know,
been.
Right?
Not you, the place. Oh dear, oh, sight of sore ass. Eyes.
Sight of sore ass.
Cross. I wouldn't know what to do myself in a disco sober. Mm.
I just used to love going and dancing, and then I'd get everyone home safely.
Mm. Mm. You were the friend everyone liked, I bet.
Huh?
I bet you were the friend that all the mums liked. Is Lauren going to be there? Well, then you can go.
At what point did you think, fuck this, I start drinking like 40 litres of lager?
4 litres of lager on Christmas Day. Oh, when did I start drinking uni?
Ah, yeah.
When I got
it's
when,
a training camp for it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Manchester United.
Right, when I'd moved to Leicester City.
Right. Oh yeah.
When I transferred to Leicester City. Me and
window.
Jamie Vardy, we like to party.
Oh yeah.
Party.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember I think salt. First year of uni, this is when I'd met Alex by this point and I was with bad boyfriend Simon and we decided that we liked to shot vodka. Someone bought round Sainsbury's own vodka and we were shotting it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And I...
died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of the most drunk I've ever been.
Why do we
been.
Do that to ourselves?
Oh, yeah. But we were all supposed to go out. It was about 11 p.m. I had my head down a toilet.
Well, of course you did. Of course you did. We were drinking that vodka.
Everyone was like, we're going out now. And I was like,
I'm not going out, my darling.
I think I'm all right, you know. I think I might stay here with my new friend, the U-Bend.
Oh, cross.
Oh. Put in some great training, though, you know.
Yeah!
We do some silly things when we're young at that age, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Very silly. We drink silly amounts, get into some silly situations.
Well, they're £1 a pint. What are you supposed to do? Remember those days?
Yeah.
Do I?
I do. Guess where I went Friday night? Maurizio.
Did you? Yeah! You did, yeah!
Wow, what were you doing? Eating.
Oh, we went out with Roxanne and her boyfriend, so it was just four of us, and we ate. Siobhan was like, do you want to go half and half, like pizza and pasta? I was like, I don't really like sharing, but okay. Well, I'm glad I did, because she ordered the Maurizio. I don't know if you've had that one.
The pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it had all sorts on it. Tanner showed me a picture. There was conkers. Neckles.
Roller skate.
A shrew.
It was like it came out of the canal.
It was fucking delicious. It was the best. I was heard to do exclaim.
Oh.
This is the best.
Heard to do exclaim.
Heard to exclaim. This is the best pizza I've ever eaten.
This is the best pizza I've ever had.
That's what I said.
And what pasta did you get?
A carbonara.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, divine.
Yeah, because I never, yeah, it was really good. But I was like, I'll eat it first. I was like, shoving it in my mouth.
Well, get rid of it, like eating your vegetables first.
Yeah. And then Siobhan's pizza came. I was like, oh, that looks nice. And I thought, no, this is delicious. And I was like thinking, oh, no, I'll just eat this and you eat that. And she was like, have a slice. Well.
I didn't stop.
I was like, give me it.
So walk us through what was on it.
So it was some kind of cured meat. I don't know what it was called.
Yeah.
It was very large, thinly sliced. Brie. Pistachio nuts.
No. I have had this one, I think. Yes.
Shelled.
not like a mussels pasta. What's that? Oh, you're having to like, take them out of the shell.
You're having to shell the bongole. Careful, they're in the shell.
I've kept them in a shell.
Take them out! It's how we serve it.
Well, don't! Stop it!
And loads of truffle.
Oh, I don't want that pizza.
Oh my God, it was
don't
divine.
Don't like truffle. I don't think nuts should be on a pizza. I think you're nuts.
I felt the same though, because when Siobhan, I was like, you pick the pizza, and she picked that. I thought, oh,
Siobhan. What are you doing?
She went, no, I've had it before. It was lovely.
Oh, when have you had it?
She was right. She went out with friends. Honestly, it was delicious.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple beautiful. £6 lagers. And
did everyone have a nice time?
Very nice.
Did they all enjoy theirs?
They loved it. It was the first, I was like, right, I warn you, it's a bit weird when you walk in.
Oh yeah, it's mental.
Very weird. The service is terrible.
Awful.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody understands what you're saying. Nobody listens.
No.
But the food's great.
Yeah. You've got to put up with it. I actually think...
You've got to put up with the rainbow.
And that's what...
Exactly. Rainbow. There are some places that... The service is bad, but I'm more than happy to have it.
Oh, I'll put up with it.
And that's wonderful.
In fact, I think it's quite funny there.
We weren't rude.
We were openly taking the piss out of it. I didn't know.
I just start like looking at it like it's a bit of dinner theatre.
Yeah.
It's like you're at dinner theatre. Like you're at the Basil Fawlty experience.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Karen
Diner. Yeah, in fact, things were dropped at the time. And
we had to remind that boy he was actually on shift.
Yeah,
just like
he just wanders around
sitting down at one point.
People walk in and he's just, and they're like, can we have a table? And he's just like, looks around and doesn't know, and you then goes me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's so weird.
There was one, sorry, just to go on, like bad service or people being fucking weird. You know, I used to do a lot of gigs at the Terrace Bar.
Oh, it's trampy there, isn't it?
It
never used to be trampy, did it not, years ago?
Oh, it's just full of not very classy people with too much money, isn't it?
Oh.
Nouveau riche.
If you will.
Oh, you mean nouveau riche.
I won't go in there because it's full of nouveau riche.
You're old money.
You're classic money.
You came from money. You're born a laird. Lauren was born a laird.
Oh, yeah.
Born a lad.
Born a lad, born a lad. Hey!
Tits. Tits, tits, fanny, fanny, tits.
But I remember once there was a new bar boy. I don't even want to call him a bartender.
Bar boy.
Because
bar boy.
I don't, if you remember that the bar was really long. So I was sort of stood in the middle of it. I was just trying to get a drink, obviously, before I started my singing. And I was trying to catch his eye, and he was doing absolutely everything possible to look away from me.
Why are you going to put a lager? Can you get it
and
for me?
I was just like,
hello.
I was like, smiling at him, like, hiya. And then his co-worker went over to him, and he was like, she wants a drink.
Yeah, what do you think?
And then
think
he came over
wants?
And he was like, oh, yeah, what do you want?
what do you think I wanted?
Did you not know how it worked?
What do you think you're doing?
Was his first shift, do you think?
I have no idea.
He sounds not.
He was lost.
We'll probably get him at Kilo's.
Yeah. That sounds like you will. To complete
I
the
had
plethora
some,
of weird people at yours.
Yeah, we'll be there. I had some lovely service myself today in the co-op in, where is it? Monsall.
Yeah.
There's a woman there, she hates me, Lauren. Because if Hannah picks me up, we always pop in there and I get me lagers. She hates me.
She does.
She hates me.
She's a very solemn woman. Oh. Angry for no reason.
Well, this is what co-op is made of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of like 50-year-old bitter...
bitches.
Bitter women who I think are all called Sue.
Yeah. Oh, she's a Sue.
Yeah.
And the couple of times, other times we've been there, we've always had wordless exchanges. Because she won't even like say the amount. She's just like...
You can look at that yourself.
And then today I asked for a bag and she threw everything through, so it was all piled up, and then she genuinely just threw the carrier bag in front of me, and I just burst out laughing because it was so bad. And then she was just like, 2563, and I was like, my shoulders were shaking. And then I like tapped it and it went through, thank Christ. And then she just got left the till. She was just like, walked out.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm all right, Sue.
I'm all right, thanks, Sue.
Big fat Sue. Oh, she's wretched.
Big fat Marty Sue.
What's up with her?
They've all got faces like slapped asses in co-ops, haven't they?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
It's not that. I think co-op's a nice place to work in it or something.
I don't know.
Well, it's a cooperative. Yeah. They're meant to be philanthropists. Apparently.
What is a philanthropist?
Like charity giving.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
They give money to the needy.
That was, so like, at the University of Leicester, our department is called, for philanthropy, it's called giving. But the head of it is called the head of philanthropy because you can't really be the head of giving.
The giving head.
Head of giving.
I'm the head of giving.
Oh, I'm the head of giving head. Get in line.
I'm the deputy director of giving.
Yeah. Oh.
Get right here.
What was that?
That was me being the director of giving head.
Yeah, it was nice. Have you been out for any nice food lately?
You have to go up an octave when you.
I feel like I haven't been wowed by a meal for ages. Like, ow.
No, I'm trying to think.
And I've just talked about two, showing off.
Me and Michelle went for lunch a Monday. Not Easter Monday, the one before. Oh, well, I was underwhelmed.
Oh, where were you?
We went to the Moorings in Barra.
And why is it so bad?
Well, it wasn't bad. I tell you why I had them. So they do two courses for £15. Nice.
Very good.
Michelle got, I want to say soup.
She normally has soup.
Summit super.
God, it's the last thing I ever want as a starter. Always. Is soup.
It might
unless
not have been.
Unless it's cheese based, then I might try it.
It might not unless have been. She had a starter. She liked it.
Melt and cheese.
Bowl of melt and cheese. Well, I ordered fondue.
I ordered chicken wings as my starter.
Oh yeah, I often
did
it.
I got them. Mm. What was the sauce? It didn't have one.
Oh,
just chicken wings. Oh, just pasty chicken wings.
Oh no,
what?
Boiled
chicken wings. So I've just fucked a load of barbecue sauce. It's not the same.
No, oh god, I wouldn't like that at all.
And then
it's poor
for a main course. Michelle had fish goujon sandwich, which she reported as very nice. I'm starting to think Michelle will say anything's nice, though, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't believe in seasoning.
It's not a religion.
It's not part of hers.
Well,
anyway.
No. And I ordered steak sandwich.
Right.
That would be nice. It was not. Mm. The bread was not buttered.
You've lost me already.
The steak was not seasoned.
It's that chef from Stony Cove.
Oh, no, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Not butchering your carb. What kind of bread was it?
That was another thing. Steak, I want a baguette or a ciabatta, mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
It was just a wholemeal sliced.
Wholemeal?
Not wholemeal.
It was a hovis.
Seeded. Seed sensation.
That's crap.
Very weird.
Yeah, and it was...
That sounds like a student's made your dinner.
Or a tramp.
Trampy student.
What was there any sauce at all in it? Or?
It was mushroom. I thought it'd be like a mushroom sauce. It was just some mushrooms. Again,
in it.
Not seasoned.
Oh, God.
I thought, what is?
What has happened? Terrible.
Why's everyone run out of salt? Susie and Percy.
Yeah.
Cider
chips?
Yeah, they were all right. Mm. It also claimed on the menu that it came with a mini soup of the day. It did not.
Did you not bring that up?
Well, it's probably water, so.
Lemon soup. Mm.
Lemon soup.
Lovely.
I'm never usually wowed by a steak sandwich, I will be honest with you.
Oh, see, I had a gorgeous one at somewhere where I went for my birthday. It was up Coville way. Oh, it was in a baguette, like a par-baked baguette.
Oh, yeah.
Slathered in blue cheese. Oh, it was divine.
Well, just popping back to Heathley Park,
here we go.
Do a wonderful steak baguette.
How do you? What, did you stay on for that as well?
I've been there for it. I had it. You know when Lou and Bushy got married?
Stay here for lunch and dinner and all.
When Lou and Bushy got married, we went
That's
there.
When they had their reception.
We went there after. Just the four of us.
I suppose it's out that way, isn't it?
Yeah, we just went next door, basically.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's a steak baguette, and I'm sure it had cheese on it and onion gravy.
Oh!
Yeah, it's really nice.
I just hate when you take a chomp of it and then the whole steak comes out of the
bread. Oh, that's it's got to be chopped.
It's got to be chopped.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just put a whole... That's what I'm always worried about.
Yeah.
Is that people are just going to put an entire steak betwixt some bread.
Do you know what? I had a steak sandwich once that was so bad at the Orange Tree.
Oh
yeah.
But I've never eaten there since. And that was about
1998. Oh, don't forgive.
No, I remember it well. I was with my mum and I went to bite into it. It wouldn't come away. There was a sinew all the way through it. I couldn't eat it.
Oh.
And when the man came round to say, was that okay?
Absolutely.
And my mum said,
you.
Actually, she couldn't eat it. And he went, sorry about that. And just went.
Oh, right.
I said, I will never. I will never. I will never.
Set foot in here.
No. And I've not, apart from just for a drink.
Yeah. So I haven't had a good meal out for it.
Jeez. I mean, what? So Tara Sims and I went to a pub down Blaby.
Which one, Loz?
Is
it the one with a good chicken burger?
Oh, where's that? Oh.
Becky with a good chicken burger.
It's
a pub. It's a pub.
It's a little tiny lovely pub.
That's it.
Is it?
Oh, what's it called?
The little tiny lovely pub.
I forgot. I've got none of the words
Let's
today,
go
I'm afraid.
Food, baby. The one that's outside. Blacksmith's Arms.
No. Baker's.
Baker's Arms.
Was it the Baker's?
Oh, wait a minute. No, hold
Fox
on.
Fox and Targa.
It's the Axon Square.
Oh, that's Counterstorm!
Sorry, that's Counterstorm. I'm so sorry,
no,
everybody.
That's opposite Anna's mum and dad's house.
I'm so
that's
sorry,
dad.
Everybody.
Local.
Hannah said that she had a meal there and she said pricey but wowed.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
you have, Loz?
I had a paw. Chicken and leek, I believe.
Mm. Short crust or rough piff?
Short crust all the way around.
Oh,
mashed. And some lovely veg that was out
of mash.
Buttery mash, buttery veg, lovely.
Ooh.
Good gravy.
Yeah, apparently
good
gravy.
Good gravy.
The roast there apparently is very good.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well. Very nice. And then I also, a couple of three weeks back, went to Herb.
Oh, sorry, a massive greyhound just caught my eye. In a jacket. yeah, that's the Indian, right?
Oh, yeah.
Veggie Indian, yeah. Is that where they do the dozers?
No, that's Shivali.
But
I had a Thali, so you know where you get like little individual...
Yeah, little pots.
Little pots of curry. Oh, yeah. She was gorgeous.
Oh, I love a Thali, don't you?
Yeah, and then got a dozer with it, rice. Oh, it was absolutely divine.
When I was away in Portugal with Siobhan's family in September, we went to an Indian.
Is that where you ate loads and had ruined your night?
I've done that loads of times. I can't be sure.
I can't
pinpoint which fat one.
It's happened multiple times. I don't know. Probably. Anyway, mine came. I ordered the Thali and it arrived. And obviously you've got loads and loads of little things. And it came first. And Siobhan's dad literally leant over and went, we'll help you with that then. Wait. And I was like, get away from me.
No,
this is a meal for one. Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
Norman,
get them claws away from my...
Filthy drawers.
And he did.
I'll tell you what he did.
So because
gave him his juice.
Shoved your fork in his hand.
To be fair to the rest of the party, they all said, no, whoa, that's Hannah's. And I said, thank God I didn't have to say it.
Get into a fight with your father-in-law.
Father-in-law to
chicken
be.
Chicken boona, prawn boona,
lamb boona,
non-poppadoms, peel-out rice bag.
That's
bag
what I ordered.
Chips, whatever it was. Someone got a tattoo of that, I saw on Facebook.
Did they?
Yeah. I don't think they regret that one bit. A massive tattoo.
Are we all absolutely... All the TikTok stuff about Gary Barlow, that this is my idea.
Oh, yeah.
Of a nice day.
Day out.
I fucking love it.
Oh,
my God. It's so funny.
Where did that come from?
It's because I think he's... Is he doing something with wine now? He's in a vineyard.
Vineyard, you say?
I think it's just because it's just so awkward.
This is my idea.
Have a nice day out. He's so boring, isn't he?
I mean, it was like boring in tech.
The variations that people have done of it have been absolutely brilliant, where they've put the ones I like, they've put B&M behind him, they've put Mackie's behind him, they've put Audi behind him. The
Classics.
Best one was, or what I really liked, was a load of old people in a doctor's waiting room, and it said Harold Shipman's. This is my idea.
Oh, he's so dull. He's a lovely man, but...
I don't know that he is.
Yeah, what do you know?
Well, grown up with him, isn't I?
Literally
won't pay his tax, will he?
Will he not?
No.
Oh, he's one of them, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got him marked down as a massive Tory.
Yeah, I think he's a massive twat.
And it always reminds me of stale milk.
I love you, Gary. I don't think that.
What's your idea of a very nice day out?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, actually. What is your idea? Ooh,
National Trust.
Really?
Country pub, yeah.
Oh, I'd fuck the National Trust off to go pub all day.
No, I love a National Trust. Or just a really old castle somewhere, right. A little poke about. And then go
and
for
then you'll go for a day out.
And then, and then go to a pub and get smashed and have dinner.
Smashed and have dinner?
And go home by 7.
Nos. Nos.
What about you?
Day at the races.
Which you do often. Lauren?
I think probably very similar to what we did in Dublin. Open water swim, a nice lunch, bus bay,
29 pints.
29 to 30 pints, run home.
Terrible hangover.
Oh no, run back to the pub.
We did.
We went to our hostel, and because we'd already drunk about 15 pints by that point, we decided we'd get an early night. Mm-mm. And then it was a summer's day, was it not?
Oh, so I think gorgeous.
It was 10 p.m. and it wasn't quite dark yet.
And it was warm.
And we were in this hostel, so we went into our room that was shared.
8 of the most boring cunts I've ever met in my life.
And their light was already completely off. It was pitch black and they were huffing about us coming in and making noise.
And they were like, oh, babe, this is about to get a lot worse.
So Lucy just went to me, fuck this, should we go and see if that pub's still open? And I was like, yeah. So we rolled back out of bed and then ran down an old country lane because we wanted to make sure we got last orders. But they were still going for another couple of hours.
So we had about another 4 or 5 pints.
And then went back and really pissed them off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And then the next day, just started drinking about 11 a.m.
Well, I think we needed to. We needed to top ourselves.
We went for a little walk, didn't we?
Yeah, we went and did
another swim.
Yeah.
I do not know how you two do it. I just couldn't do it. I'd be dead. I'd have anxiety through the roof.
I think I would if I was at home.
Yeah, but on holiday.
But you know when you're out.
On holidays.
When you're on your holidays.
You tap into something else. Yeah. And also, where were we going to go? We weren't allowed back in the hostel, not because everyone hated us, but because we had to check out. The bus back to Dublin didn't leave till 5.
Yeah.
You had no choice but to continue drinking.
Oh, well, exactly.
Exactly. We were bound.
Toasty.
We were bound by Dublin rules.
So my food question for you this week, ladies.
Yes.
So actually, it sort of links on to what you're saying about Maurizio.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
So build me your perfect pizza.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'll go to you first, Login.
I like a white base.
Yeah, right.
Sound quite Brexit. I understand.
It does, very.
Are you going thin crust, thick crust, stuffed?
Oh, stuffed.
What with? Burgers.
Those little sausages.
Yeah. Great big linked Cumberland.
Of course. I'm not against that, to be fair, Lord.
Well, like imagine just like a giant Cumberland just on the top of the the bread.
Or the base is a Cumberland sausage. Build on
that. Keto. Keto pizza.
Keto bird. So you have a white base.
Yeah.
White face.
Yeah.
White face, white base.
White is right.
More not.
Thank you. If you ain't white, you ain't right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you. Any questions? Bechamel sauce.
Does that just mean no sauce or does it mean cheese sauce?
The white sauce, yeah.
Jamaica of cheese.
Jamaica cheese.
Jamaica cheese. Jamaica
cheese.
Jamaican cheese. Oh.
Well, I mean, it could be a cheese sauce.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're delicious.
Oh my God. Why? I've never seen it. Why?
Why?
Love cheese so much. I didn't know you could just have just cheese. I thought you had to have the tomato.
No, it's the sauce. It's a white sauce.
What?
Wow. Instead of the tomato sauce, it's a white sauce.
A bechamel.
Yeah. So you could actually make it a cheesy sauce if you wanted to, I
guess.
I suppose
you could. That took longer than I expected.
Yeah.
Sorry. Where could I order that?
Any pizzeria.
Yeah, really? Lots of pizzerias will have a white-based
pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
Very nice.
Oh, very nice.
I think Papa John's do one that's like a Philadelphia cheesesteak one. It's delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice. I want artichokes on it. Fair I fucking enough, love artichokes on a pizza.
Fair enough.
Hannah's looking very upset.
No, I don't like that. They're just... It's your pizza.
Thank you.
Okay.
But I don't want the slice. Well, I will, and I'll pick off them out of artichokes.
Well, you're not having one.
You're not having it unless you're eating it properly. So you got artichoke.
I think I do want some kind of meat.
You can go like quattro stagioni. Have some nice ham on there.
Yeah.
Sausage.
Sausage.
Yeah.
I tell you what, lends itself nicely to a white-based pizza, like a fennelly sausage.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Mm. That is nice, actually. Yeah, maybe, yeah, fennelly sausage.
What a strange pizza you're building.
Oh, all right, fine, so whatever it was.
I can't wait to see what myriad of blue cheese you fuck all over yours.
I'm not having it, actually. I'm really sad, actually.
So I'm so judgy about my pizza, Hannah. Not having any. We're ordering individually, thank you.
Artichoke.
And then I want an egg in the middle.
Yeah, why not, girl?
Oh, of course she does.
Egg on a pizza is divine.
Never had it.
Yeah, no, I loads of cheese.
Like, obviously. Yeah.
Covered.
All right, yeah, nice pizza, lads. Well done. Handbag.
I had a pizza recently from Domino's.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've heard of them.
Oh, it's a little trattoria, isn't
just
it?
Just a little independent. Domino's, they're called. And I was at work and the boss was just getting a few pizzas. And a boy,
of course, there's a Domino's in Mount Sorrel.
Yeah, that's where we got it from. And a boy I worked with, he was like, oh, they do a beef burger pizza. I was like, I don't want that.
The cheeseburger one.
Yeah, cheeseburger. Yeah. I was like, no, Lewis, that's disgusting. He's like, you wait. Well, he was right.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've had that.
It tastes just like cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's got gherkins on it and like burger sauce and that in it.
You're native, aren't you?
Yeah.
But cheeseburger Domino's and that.
I know. It's just what they have in Rome itself. And I was very pleasantly surprised. And I would easily, I've thought about it ever since, actually.
Right, yeah, how many Italians do you think you'd make craw? Watching you eat
the
that.
The entire nation, I imagine.
God, they just go over themselves anyways.
They really do.
Yeah.
It's just bread.
Have you seen the guy on TikTok who, like, goes down Italy?
No.
Italy.
And he just tries to make Italian people really angry, so he does stuff like cuts up pizza with his knife and fork, and they're just in the background, gesturing. I think he also like got a pair of scissors and he was like eating spaghetti and he was like cutting it, and they're in the background, they're like...
I think really? They're so mental about
people
the
have
food.
Come over and like taken stuff away from it.
Really?
Because they're like, you can't do this.
Yeah, you can.
I am backtracking because I used to, many years ago, I used to say I didn't like Italian food, but my palate's changed.
It's actually matured.
It's actually matured and I like it now.
Oh, won't we know it?
I think it's nice.
Oh, it's well nice.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Really nice.
So you're having cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Yes, please.
So like basically based regular base.
Regular.
Would you have a stuffed crust?
Yeah.
Are you dunking in the herb?
Oh, that herb and garlic.
Oh, it's divine, isn't it? Would you order an extra big one?
Well, I didn't realise they came with all of them pizzas, but I ordered like 5 extra big pots. And there was loads
they're
left
quite
over.
Big.
I snaffled them and took them home.
Oh, good girl.
It's nice in my fridge.
Chip. Yeah. That's in my fridge.
The thing I think I like about that pizza as well is the minced beef on it. It's kind of in little clumps over it, isn't it? Which I think just, I don't know why, it just wows.
It's lovely.
It just simply wows.
Very pickly, it's like a lovely pickle kick.
Yeah. There's gherkins on its tickle bricks. Pickle kick.
Pickle kicks.
Were they a duo?
Yeah, that's the album out in the '80s. Pickle kicks.
What were they called? Rizzle kicks.
Rizzle kicks. That's a pickle tribute. Pickle kicks.
Stickle bricks.
Stickle bricks often crops up on the pond, doesn't
never
it?
Far from my mind.
I love stickle bricks.
Stickle bricks.
And it's got a burger sauce on it as well, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Oh. Yeah. Orangey burger sauce.
As the base sauce or drizzled on
drizzled.
Top?
Drizzled.
Yeah. Probably be all right, actually.
It's really good.
It does work.
I want one tonight.
I remember the first time I had it and I was like, actually, this is very
Have you had it multiple times?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Benjamin was a fan of Domino's. If we ordered pizza.
As long as you pay for it.
The only problem is, they're like £100 a pizza.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
I'm going to need a Domino's. You're going to have to pay.
Benjamin?
Is that you?
I channeled him. I'm going for
Turn
always
off,
the same for me. And I do have blue cheese on mine. I like salami. When it goes like crispy when it's cooked on the pizza.
Yeah, I like that.
I did Maurizio's. Oh, it's divine. onion, blue cheese, gorgonzola. That's all I want. That's all I want from laugh.
Pizza. What kind of base?
Oh, tomato.
Yeah.
I'm going tomato.
Thin crisp.
Like a puffy Italian.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Gino DiCampo. Puffy Italian.
Do you remember when you got us into that pizza place in Irile, in Rome? Right. When we went and it was absolutely rammed with Italians.
I'll suck him off.
You used your handful of Italian phrases that you knew.
And it wowed them.
And
did you
like,
ask where the library was?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Where's the town
swimming pool? It was like right inside.
I've got one sister I like horse riding. can I have a table?
In you come. Yeah, got in.
In you come.
I was like, wow. I was very impressed.
Mm.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's down Italy. She's speaking Italian. Yeah, down believe to the it. Local. She's getting us in restaurants.
Earlier on that day, she'd gone to a internet cafe because it was that long ago, and the man charged you a euro to use it. But I think you'd only been on the computer for like 10 minutes, but it was a euro an hour. And he was like, una euro, or whatever.
Sure,
it is.
I wasn't kicking off at a euro.
You were, and you were like, un euro, blah, blah, blah. And you said something in Italian. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And you were like, mamma mia. And I was like,
they actually say that in Italy.
I was like,
well,
wow.
I didn't want to pay the euro.
You had to.
Can we have an arsehole, Lauren?
Am I the arsehole for grounding my daughter for ruining our vacation?
Yeah. No. What did she do?
Probably.
Yeah. No. What?
Whatever. My husband, my daughter, 15, stepkids, 13 and 16, and I just came back from a 2-week vacation.
Oh, very nice. Someone's doing all right.
Where'd you go?
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
What'd you have for dinner?
Every night. 2 weeks. Yeah. Right. Write down your 14 meals right now.
What time did you land?
What did you have on the
plane? What did you wear?
Do you have pictures for this entire time? Can I flip through them all?
Thank you. Yeah, looks good. Mm.
My daughter is very smart and is very good at a lot of things. She's also very competitive. My husband is also very competitive. So this is like her daughter's stepdad.
So it's not her dad, yeah.
Because this is her hebby, and they've gone with the stepkids.
My daughter's good at things.
No. You're not very good at writing, though.
No. My daughter is very good at things. My daughter started off this vacation by telling my husband there was Sudoku on the plane and explaining how to play. How do you not know how to play Sudoku?
You'd like it. You've got a book of it.
I've got a book of it, thank you.
Do you play Sudoku?
No, you do it.
Pizzle it.
You pizzle.
Do you puzzle as Sudoku?
Are you puzzling?
I'm puzzling if you are.
I'm puzzling. He didn't know that she's been playing Sudoku for months. She made a bet with him that if she finishes the hardest level first, he will buy her Wi-Fi for the flight. And if he finished first, she'd share a bed with his younger daughter on the trip.
She'd share a bed with him. This just got interesting.
Fuck like me, Dad.
Am I the arsehole for letting them shag?
Bet's a bet.
Look,
we shook hands, so yeah. Pants off.
Gentleman's deal. Pants down, stepdad.
I also really love that she's hessling with Sudoku. He doesn't know. She's been playing for months.
Secretly
squirreled away on an app on a phone playing Sudoku. All right. What was his name like in the snooker one? In the pool one? What's his name? Paul. He had the sauces.
What are you talking about? Is that a dream that you've had?
The actor.
Paul, who had the sauces.
The actor. Saucy Paul Newman.
Oh, right.
Right.
And what's that got to do with that
sauces? Because he was like hustling, wasn't he, in that film? Colour of Mini.
Oh, Colour of Mini.
Quite a segue there.
Sorry about that.
I like
it. Imagine if they did a film about someone hustling Sudoku.
Well,
you've got the script right here.
When we got there, oh, sorry.
You've missed out the most important bit.
So basically, yeah. If he finished first, she'd share a bed with his younger
sister. Talking about the
shags again. She'd shag him, right.
They were playing soggy biscuit this time. If he finished first. She'd share a bed with his younger daughter on the trip. His younger daughter was complaining about sharing with his oldest because she kicks and sleeps in the bed in the middle of the night.
Like Michelle.
She beat him at Sudoku.
Right, it's okay.
And pestered him until he bought the Wi-Fi. When we got there, she challenged him to races on land and
why
in the pool.
Races?
Why did you join the holiday? Let's turn it into a bet. Like Monica.
Yeah. I like on land and in the pool.
Well, that would
apply. She's quite a poet, this woman, isn't she?
Challenged him to races.
Both
on land.
On land.
And on sea.
Land, sea and sky. What is it, around the world in 80 days? Was that what the
surf
vacation was?
Both on surf and turf.
Again, I love... She's won medals at state track meets and has been swimming since she was two.
Is there anything this bitch can't do?
Ben Shapiro?
Every day she'd challenge him to something, win, and he'd have to buy her something from the resort or local
shops. But it seems to be things that she's good at.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he could just stop. He could
like
just say, no, I'm not doing it.
A singing competition. Yeah. And then if I win, you have to give me £1,000.
Go.
Or Hannah challenge me to driving or buying a house.
Yeah.
I'll never win that. Yeah. I can't do either of those. I haven't got the means to either of those.
The ways means.
My husband was getting sick of losing, and my stepdaughters were upset that their dad was buying her stuff and not them. So I told my daughter she either couldn't compete with her stepdad or she had to let him win. It's not really
no,
a lesson.
No, don't let him win. He just needs to say, no, I'm not doing it anymore.
Giant fucking baby.
I know.
I'd also be like, right, let's have a competition. Who can stay quietest the longest? Who can leave each other
alone? Yeah, exactly.
This is a competition.
Who can fuck off the quickest?
Yeah. Stop talking to me. That's the competition. Leave me alone.
Exactly. Yeah.
She decided to tell her stepdad that she wasn't allowed to compete with him anymore because he couldn't handle losing.
Ooh, that's the low blow.
Yeah, that's going to go down really well, I thought.
Yeah. This made them start to argue, so I told her that if she kept it up...
That's... Yeah.
She'd be grounded to the resort for the rest of the trip. A little over a week at this point.
Fine.
Yeah, she decided to test me, so I stuck to my word, and she was left at the resort while the rest of us went out every day. The vacation was much more enjoyable without her turning everything into a competition, but she told her dad when she got back that we grounded her, and he's mad at me now for leaving her there and excluding her from the vacation because my husband couldn't act like an adult.
They got married. They shagged and got married.
She bet someone that he wouldn't marry her.
And he did.
Doku, and then he had to marry her.
They're mental.
This is a mad story.
This is brilliant.
I told my daughter, was warned to stop, but she decided to test me, and now her dad
is mad.
Oh, there's something about having to stick to the custody schedule, blah, 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 blah. So am I the arsehole for grounding her for ruining the vacation?
I think you're all awful.
Yeah. You're all very annoying. God bless the people on the plane with you.
I mean, the daughter does sound annoying.
But she's 15.
But she's 15. But and also, just say to her, right, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's end of.
You'd have to ground... stop challenging me to things and me lose. Just say, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so silly.
Also, imagine getting, so pissed off because a 15-year-old is being like, loser. I'd be like, all right, then, yeah.
All right, just push him in the pool.
Yeah.
Find something she's really shit at and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let's see who can piss up this wall.
Or also be like, oh my God, you beat me at Sudoku.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He sounds annoying.
He's a baby.
Is that everyone's the arsehole here?
It is, and everyone's the arsehole. Yeah. Everyone's an arsehole.
Nailed it. She does sound
very annoying to make everything into a competition.
Yep, gotcha.
But he should stop taking the bet.
Exactly.
Am I the arsehole for not having an open bar at a brunch wedding? Now, I thought this was quite an interesting one because
yep,
it's like a real cultural thing of we're not used to having...
We don't have open bars.
Open
really.
Bars.
We're not a showies, Americans.
And the Americans, that's basically... If you don't have an open bar, they're
you're
all
a
like...
you're a tramp, yeah.
You know, like the American Four Weddings?
Yeah.
If they didn't have an open bar, they'd be like, well, it wasn't an open bar.
Mark them down.
Exactly. My husband and I got married a few years ago. Neither of us drink. We are both in recovery.
Boring!
We're both in recovery.
Boring now.
Probably had a nice time.
Probably a bit wild during the early days.
Should have got married years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Alcoholism runs rampant in my family. His family drinks like normal people. When I hear Americans say that, I'm kind of like...
What, like two buds?
Yeah.
Two buds every other week.
Two bud lights as well.
But talk about God for a bit in that.
Mm.
I'll never forget that bloke in New York seeing me and Sarah drinking normal bud, and he went, whoa, you guys are on bud heavy.
Right. No, there's no such thing.
4.5%.
It's all piss weak.
And he couldn't believe it. He was like, whoa, these two ladies are on bud heavy. Oh. Calling it bud heavy as well. Right there with your bud light, babe. It's practically sparkling water.
Yeah, it is. I brush my teeth with this. Now piss off.
We the babby on this.
In fact, we're both pregnant.
So... So,
doctor in UK says good for baby.
Yeah, he says just don't touch stone. Problem.
Don't.
Pregnant or not.
Pregnant or not, don't. Limpages.
Most of our friends are also in recovery. We didn't want to have to deal with an open bar, but we also wanted to avoid the unhappiness that goes along with no open bar as much as possible. We decided to have an early ceremony followed immediately by brunch.
8 a.m. wedding.
All at one venue. We got married at 10 a.m.
Ooh.
Ginger doesn't agree.
That's right, Ginger.
Ginger! That man had a hood up and she didn't like it.
She doesn't like secrets.
She doesn't. She prefers transparency, thank you.
Thank you.
What you got to hide, babe?
Yeah, yeah.
Under your hood, that's what she's saying. So we got married at 10 a.m. Food was served by 11 a.m.
Sounds like Michelle's family's dream.
Everything wrapped up by 2:30. That's not a wedding.
They can all go out after.
Well, yeah.
Like, not the alcoholics and that.
Bear it! It was a small wedding with our immediate family and closest friends. We had about 85 people.
Whoa.
That's not a small wedding.
That's massive.
25 of whom were children.
What? Oh, God.
This sounds like the shittest wedding ever. There was alcohol available to purchase, but the bartender was also helping with the food and a hot chocolate bar. So,
wicked.
Is that just like a crunch?
Oh, wicked.
I can't wait to go to that wedding.
A hot chocolate bar. Is that just like a crunchy that's come out of the oven?
I mean, he means a bar serving hot chocolate.
Oh.
Somebody take this whisper off me. That's opening the packet and it just coming out liquid.
Do you need with our hot chocolate bar?
Just one.
He's got oven gloves on.
Glived.
Handing out liquidised chocolate.
Sounds good.
I'm
against it.
So he was at the hot chocolate bar, so it wasn't the fastest service for alcoholic drinks.
That's why, if you notice it, clock it straight away, order 4 pints at a time.
Always.
That's what I do at the quiz.
Yeah.
It's busy. 4 pints.
Thank you. The food was awesome. There were games set up. We danced. Overall, I thought it went well. You danced before 2:30 p.m.
Wow.
You danced at a brunch.
It's
not bottomless.
Only if you drink.
It's not drag brunch.
Overall, I thought it went well. People reached out specifically to tell me how much fen they had.
I'm having so much fen.
Reaching out.
Holding hands.
Touching me. Reach out. Reach out, baby.
Come on, reach out for me.
Reach out for me.
Reach out for me.
Do, do, do,
do. I'll be there with love of you.
Several people said it was one of their favourite weddings they've ever been to. Boring.
Yeah, the fucking Alkies. They can't drink anymore.
It was one of the very, very few events where I didn't have to deal with one of my siblings puking in the bathroom or my uncles getting in fights. Oh, but that's the fun of
that's
a wedding,
the beauty
isn't it?
Of it.
Yeah, but they're selling alcohol. They could have bought it if they wanted to get pissed.
Yeah, well, then she does go on to say, and there was still plenty of day left if they wanted to go get drunk in fancy clothes.
Fancy dress.
Yeah,
I've just seen a Wookiee and three little pigs drunk. Yes, that'll be my wedding guests.
That'll be my wife.
She's the Wookiee.
She's 6'7". My cousin is getting married in June. A few of my aunts and uncles made comments about how she will have an open bar and how rude it was that I didn't. They said it is always rude not to have an open bar for guests. I know this can be a controversial subject, but I really feel like not having an open bar for a brunch wedding is a little different than not having one for a wedding later in the day. But you tell me, Reddit, am I the arse?
No.
No.
It's your wedding. Do what you fucking want.
Well, exactly.
And if those people want to get pissed, then buy their own drinks.
Yeah.
I also think... Wads. A wedding that's gone for 4.5 hours, like, you're not if you have to buy a couple of drinks in that time, like, fuck, not the
and also, yeah, also have some empathy for people who are actually recovering alcoholics, you know? That's why they don't want alcohol bezzing around the place. Have some care and consideration for others, you absolute knobs.
Yours was a dry wedding, wasn't it, Hannah?
Oh, yeah. Not a drop was served.
Just drop in the house. Not a wheelbarrow was served.
Come bloody move for the stuff. Star prom coming out of your ass.
When was the last time you stole something? Why haven't you stolen anything since then? Is this really naughty?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I reckon I've been on the rob a lot more recently than you two. Go on.
The last thing I stole was a Waitrose carrier bag.
You bitch.
But it was one of the, like, £3 ones.
Did you say I'm having that?
I thought, I am fucking, no. Because the woman said, I'm sorry, we've only got these. And I thought, well, I'm not fucking paying for it then. So I just didn't scan it.
Did you walk out with it bold as brass?
Yeah, I just put my stuff in it, didn't scan it, walked out. I said, thank you, goodbye. Oh.
Ooh. I know. She's a rebel without a cause.
Yeah, that's the last time I stole and I haven't done it since rebel without I'm a bag. Scared.
Lauren?
Probably like glasses from a pub.
Yeah.
I thought you can say like spectacles.
And
we're just going to pop these on you, Lauren. Are they okay? Yeah. Oh, she's gone.
She's gone. Off someone else's face as they walk past me and then I just run in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Just out of interest, what is your
prescription?
Can I what's your prescription?
Maya,
what's your prescription? 0.75, you said.
I'm going into a stretch and whip my face and run off. That's Lauren's MO. What she does. Why she's in a different pair of glasses every time it's there.
I'm like Goldilocks. I'm trying to find the right ones.
Exactly.
By stealing them each eye.
People's faces. A couple of monocles.
Oh, dear. Well, I think pubs expect that, don't they? Not spectacles,
if anything,
but glasses.
They're asking for it.
Yeah. Do you know what? One of my favourite all-time stories of when I was with my first wife is when we went for a drink at the pub in Blaby called the Bull's Head.
That's it.
And we were sitting outside, which is the front of the pub, not the back. And we took our pints, went out the front, and the landlord came hobbling out because he'd got a stick. And he was like, where are them fat girls gone with the glasses? Oh, my God. And I pissed myself laughing.
Oh, yeah?
Because I didn't care. And it was so funny because we were standing right behind him.
Was he flabbergasted? Flustered.
He was a bit flustered, yeah.
Where them fat girls with the glasses?
Oh my God, it was so funny. But Max gave him a dressing down.
What was his problem? What, were you not allowed to take him out to the front?
He was like, I'm really sorry, people keep nicking the glasses. Because I thought he meant glasses on your face.
Spectacles. Again.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny. But...
Oh, I bet he felt lovely. Where them fat girls with glasses?
Oh God.
Lovely.
I know.
What about you?
I went through a stage not even that long ago when I just thought that flea treatment for dogs was too expensive, so I was just nicking it from Sainsbury's. About 3 or 4 times did it, didn't I?
Yeah, I reckon.
Told Lauren every time I did it, nick some flea treatment.
Imagine getting done for that. Excuse me, miss, can you just empty your pockets?
To be fair, at the time, my girlfriend left me. I was very poor.
What would you have said though?
I've got fleas.
I've got fleas.
But nothing since then. I only did it 4 times. Only £40 worth of treatment. And I did it from chain supermarkets.
Yeah. There's no victims. It's a victimless crime.
Yeah, you were Robin Hood.
I was.
Robin flea treatment for the poor dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably a glass or so.
Few glasses.
She likes taking the half pints when they're you know, when they're the little mini baby versions. Ones. Yeah.
They are cute.
Like a little, like the little Styropram and Meg.
Oh, yeah.
And also, have you ever had half a pint of Hells?
Because you know they're tiny.
They come in like the little sort of stumpy glasses. Ooh. They're kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've seen them.
Yeah, when they're the half pint from Queen of Bragate. Yeah. Yeah.
It was so cute.
I never order a half pint, so I never get them.
We'd had about nine.
Yeah, and then I think your biz was coming, yeah, so we were having to like quickly. Well, we'll
go without.
Yeah, we'll have a half.
We had
half for the road.
I don't really understand this question. If you could mould to your liking your memories of any experience, would you do so? What?
Don't get it. Well, like change the memory.
Doesn't the brain kind of do that anyway?
Yes.
Like we all have sort of an odd perspective on
everything
anyway. But
yeah.
what are you saying, Gregory? Are you saying that if... But then what? Everyone would have that same memory where it's been moulded, where...
Mooded.
Where you, like, won the race or whatever, or you nicked the specs off someone's
face. Well,
of course
it was then.
And they liked it.
And they liked it, that. And the bars.
Oh, lovely, she's run off with his game.
I love that.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
I love loft hatches and that. And then he gets a bit boring here. Before making a telephone call, do you rehearse what you're going to say? Yes. Oh, hi there.
Siobhan won't have a phone conversation in front of me.
Oh. What about work? Does she make you go out the room?
Well, we're in separate offices now.
Falling out.
No, she was just on the phone all the time and I kept doing naughty things
like
behind
what?
Her. Like throwing a blanket over her. Or getting changed behind her when she was in a meeting.
I like to sit at Michelle's on the phone. I like to come downstairs, just Winnie the Pooh downstairs. Then bend over right in front of us and my arse is right in her face. She lives there.
Yeah. She was having a conversation with
the queen.
A girl who reports into her. And I was like, tee-hee. And I just threw the blanket over her when she was mid-conversation.
Like a Teams video call.
Yeah.
Did she find it funny?
Yeah. All three of us were cock-a-hoop.
But
I was laughing
now,
the most.
But now you've been relegated into the other room.
She's moved into the other office. Yeah. She's in the nice one, actually.
I'm going to say thank you to Andy for the music.
Thank you to Lou from Wishprint Run Lego.
And thank you to all you lovely, luscious listeners.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Ellis.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, everyone.
Woo! We've been chit-chat.